Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Friday. A 14-year-old Kansas boy dead, another in custody after a shooting at a town home in suburban Kansas City. The shooting happened in the early morning hours yesterday in Olathe. The Kansas City Star reports the 14-year-old victim is Javier Mendoza of Olathe. The suspect was arrested hours after the shooting, his name not being released. Olathe police say the shooting happened during a disturbance, but details about the disturbance are still being pieced together. A judge has ruled a 37-year-old Wichita woman charged in the decapitation death of her ex-boyfriend's mother is competent to stand trial. Rachel Hilliard of Wichita is charged with first-degree murder in the April 2017 death of 63-year-old Mickey Davis. Davis was attacked after she went with her 9-year-old grandson to a home to retrieve property belonging to her son. Police found Davis's body in a garage, her head in the kitchen sink. Trial in the case is set for October. Mid-America Network News.
Hurry into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales events and get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
The FBI says two juveniles and 35 adults in the greater Kansas City area were rescued from alleged commercial sex trafficking operations as part of a nationwide roundup. The FBI coordinated the national effort throughout July, and the agency says the operation resulted in the identification or recovery of 103 child victims, the arrest of 67 suspected sex traffickers, and 60 new federal investigations. A Montana judge will not take up the latest dispute between the Trump administration and environmental groups over the proposed Keystone XL pipeline until this fall. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris scheduled a hearing for October 9th on the group's request to block President Donald Trump's new permit allowing the pipeline to be built across the U.S.-Canada border. And weather-wise, these cooler temperatures that we've been enjoying the last couple days on their way out as things are going to warm up in Kansas for the weekend. With your Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police in eastern Nebraska say a one-year-old child died after being left all day in a hot vehicle. The Columbus Telegram reports the child was found deceased Wednesday night in the back of a vehicle in Columbus. Police say the boy's 37-year-old mother mistakenly left the boy in the vehicle in the parking lot of her workplace. Columbus police say the child was in the vehicle from about 8 in the morning until shortly before 6 o'clock that night. Police say the boy's death was a mistake, noting the woman had a daily routine that was disrupted Wednesday. Police have not released the name of the child or his mother. Authorities say 15 people were taken to a hospital in Lincoln for evaluation and treatment after a carbon monoxide buildup at their apartment complex. Lincoln Fire and Rescue spokeswoman Nancy Christ says none of the 15 had serious injuries. They were relocated for the night, and it was a faulty furnace in a boiler room suspected of causing the buildup. Mid-America Network News.
Hey, let me ask you this. Have you been thinking about a career change? Or maybe you're just out of high school and ready to enter the workforce? Don't overlook us, the El Dorado Correctional Facility. It's where you can make a living while making a difference in someone's life. If so, then the El Dorado Correctional Facility is just the place for you. We're hiring entry-level correctional officers, no experience necessary, and we'll provide you a six-week paid training program to start you on a career path with the Kansas Department of Corrections. We offer a competitive wage of $18.26 an hour, and benefits include health care,
paid sick leave,
vacation leave,
and retirement plan.
We're seeking highly motivated individuals ready to accept the challenge of a unique and rewarding profession. Please go to our Facebook page or submit an application at jobs.ks.gov.
The El Dorado Correctional Facility is an equal opportunity employer.
We certainly provide preference to current or former military service members. Again, find us on Facebook or go online to jobs.ks.gov and start a new career path today.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. We're 1 week into the month of August, meaning it's just about school time. I had a chance to speak with the superintendents around the area, talking to them about the upcoming school year. We will bring you those interviews throughout the next few days. As we continue our track through the school districts in our listening area, now I'm joined by USD 223 Superintendent of Hanover, Barnes, and Lynn, John Wetzel. John, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, I've been saying this for a couple of weeks now, that school's just right around the corner. Well, it's not even around the corner. It's pretty much just up the street here a little bit as we're getting ready to go. When do classes start for USD 223?
Our kids start back on the 21st.
So far, do you have any enrollment projections?
We're expecting it to be pretty steady, or pretty much the same numbers as what it was last year. There might be a slight drop, but everything we've seen from the projections and whatnot, I think our numbers are going to hold pretty consistently with what they have been.
Is there anything new at USD 223 this year?
We're still running the same programs, same type of school day. There's really not anything precedent-wise that we've started this year that's out of the norm for what these kids are used to.
This summer was kind of rough for USD 223, Lynn in specific. You had a tornado go through there and did a lot of damage. Where are you at on that situation as of now?
Well, we're still in the process of getting it ready for the kids to be back on that day. We don't anticipate any issues with not being able to have the kids come back on the scheduled start day. Just completed the roof this past week. We had some damage from that second round of storms that came through. That's all been taken care of, with the exception of we still have a little bit of issue with the one existing gym we do have left currently that we're going to use this year, with some moisture under the floor. It looks like we're going to be able to slide right under the wire with that and have that floor ready to go. Don't anticipate at this point in time, knock on wood, having to reschedule any practices or shuffle any of that around. Football field, that's scheduled to be completed as far as lights go. Bleachers have been assembled. We don't have them out on the field yet because we are waiting for the group that's coming in to mount and erect the lights. Concession stand and press box, that's complete. We had to retin some roofs. That's all completed, with the exception of the ag shop roof. Going to have to reskin that one, but that's not going to impede anything.
We're speaking with USD 223 Superintendent John Wetzel. John, you talked about the football field. In Lynn, there is a concern of participation numbers for football. What's the situation as of now?
Well, right now, we've met with the parents, we've met with the kids, got their input, which is the most important input. We've sent out a survey basically asking them, what do you want to do? Here are your options. Let us know which one you would prefer. And we're in the process of tallying those up. I'm not quite sure which direction we're going to go yet. That's still kind of in limbo. We're still in discussion, wanting to make sure we do this carefully, we do this correctly, and we want to do what is best for the kids and the school going forward. Not just one specific kid or one specific group of kids, but the entire school, and trying to give those kids the opportunity to participate in the extracurricular activities, set them up as much as possible for as much success as possible. I can't give you a definitive answer yet, but we're close. We have to be, because there's a September 1st deadline. If we were going to do a cooperative agreement with Washington County, we have to have Acacia notified by that date. Probably coming out of the board meeting, there's going to be a drop-dead answer as far as what direction we're going to go with the high school. Junior high has already been decided for the next 2 years.
We're speaking with Superintendent of USD 223, John Wetzel. John, thanks for joining us, and have a great year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Taking a turn from school talk, the folks in Axtell are looking to squeeze out a little more summer with Axtell Days. There'll be lots of activities going on through the 11th. Axtell Pride President Nikki Ronebaum talks about the events.
We're pretty excited about Axtell Days. We have several events starting with Friday night, a barbecue by the Axtell High School football team. There's a cornhole tournament, swing dance lessons, live music. There's a 5K at 9. Saturday, bicycle fun run for the kids, 10 o'clock a.m. parade. Kids activities from 11 to 1, antique tractor pull, kids pedal tractor pull, handcrafted bingo, tractor country cruise with a fireman pulled pork barbecue. And then Sunday, we'll end the event with a Huff and Puff garden tractor pull. We hope to see everybody there.
Again, Axtell Days kicks off today and goes through Sunday. We continue our trek across the school districts in our listening area, and today I'm joined by Prairie Hills USD 113 Superintendent Todd Evans. Todd, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
We're getting closer and closer to school starting. When do classes start for USD 113?
We're excited to welcome our teachers back on August 19th, and students will start their first day on the 22nd. Athletic practices start on August 19th.
It's early, but do you have any enrollment projections?
Our anticipation for enrollment is that it's going to be very consistent with last year. It's almost an even level with what we had for last year for students.
Is there anything new in the district?
I'm very excited about the construction project that we just finished up for the Axtell facility. Entryway is now secure for guests coming into the building. They will be required to go through the office area. We will be using the redesigned area where the offices used to be as a learning lab that will be have multiple uses for it. It will be used mostly for technology and for professional development for staff.
We're speaking with Prairie Hills USD 113 Superintendent Todd Evans. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just very excited about the upcoming school year, and we hope that all the dreams and the goals that the students have, we will be able to help them accomplish.
Well, thanks for joining us today, and have a great year.
Hey, thank you, Ben.
We will continue our superintendent interviews next week. Reporting local news, I'm Ben Kelly. James E. Taskinen, age 79, of Greenleaf, passed away August 4th. Funeral service for James E. Taskinen will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Visitation will be 10 a.m. Friday at Ward Funeral Home, who is in charge of the arrangements. Carolyn Mulhern, age 92, of Beatty, passed away July 25th. Funeral service will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Malachy's Catholic Church in Beatty. Visitation will be Friday from noon to 5. Rosary will be held Friday at 7 p.m. at St. Malachy's. Burial at St. Patrick's Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of the arrangements. Roger A. Ring, age 62, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday, August 6th. Funeral service for Roger Ring will be Tuesday, August 13th at 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church. Burial is in the St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. A rosary will be held Monday, August 12th at 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's. Visitation will be Monday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, who is in charge of the arrangements. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu for Friday, it's meatloaf, wheat roll, baked potato, garden blend veggies, and apricots. For Monday, it's chicken cordon bleu, wheat bread, scalloped potatoes, cabbage, and pineapple.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As high pressure continues to shift eastward across the area for today, conditions looking to stay dry with at least some partial sunshine, expecting mid-80s for high temperatures, and dry, partly cloudy conditions for tonight into the upper 60s. Still looking to stay dry even into your Saturday as well, but as an area of low pressure and frontal boundary begin to work in from the northwest for your Saturday night, do have a chance for some showers and storms back in the forecast, and even into your Sunday, that lingering chance for showers and storms as well, managing upper 80s for high temperatures on your Sunday, and we're back in the low 90s for high temperatures on your Monday, still lingering slight chance for a shower or storm there, otherwise dry, sunny conditions returning for your Tuesday, and not quite as hot. We're back in the low to mid 80s for high temperatures. Still sunny, dry conditions Wednesday in the lower 80s. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Baseball division races heating up. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Twins and Indians kicked off a crucial four-game series with first place in the American League Central up for grabs. And it was Tyler Naquin who helped Cleveland cross the finish line.
The set and the pitch. Swung on, blasted, high, deep to right, and gone. Boy, is that big.
On WTAM, after Naquin's solo home run, the Indians would escape a bases-loaded jam in the bottom of the ninth to hold on for a 7-5 win. Minnesota's lead in the division cut to one game. North of the border in Toronto, the Yankees keep rolling.
Swung on and corked to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Another home run for Gio Urshela.
On WFAN, Gio Urshela blasted a pair of two-run home runs as the Yankees cruise past the Blue Jays 12-6 for their ninth straight win. This is ABC Sports. The second round of the Northern Trust Championship set to get underway later this morning. Troy Merritt sits atop the leaderboard at 9-under. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods will have to make up some ground after shooting 4-over. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Tiger Woods.
I just didn't hit any good shots and didn't make any putts. Other than that, add up to a round that broke 80.
Oh, there were.
I had my opportunities and to turn it around and I didn't do it.
What about his back?
It's a little bit stiff, yeah. But that's just the way it's going to be.
So it was just...
I felt off, you know?
Woods is in danger of not reaching the weekend for the third time this year.
To the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys took another hit to their depth chart. ESPN reports defensive end Robert Quinn has been suspended for the first two games of the season for violating the league's performance-enhancing drugs policy. Responsible for one of the more infamous moments in Boston Marathon history, Rosie Ruiz has died. Ruiz was stripped of her Boston Marathon title in 1980 after two Harvard students came forward and said she joined the race a mile from the finish line. Ruiz was 66. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Come celebrate Axtell Days August 9th through the 11th. 3 days filled with family fun. Kids' activities including a bounce house, pedal pole, and face painting. Swing dance lessons, antique tractor pull, cornhole tournament, live music, a parade, and lots more. Your invitation to Axtell Days is brought to you by Blue Valley Telecommunications. Your local broadband provider is always at the cutting edge of technology and invites you to explore the speed that's right for your household. As times change, we do as well at Blue Valley Telecommunications. Western National Bank in Summerfield features options that allow you to keep up with your account anytime, 24/7. Learn more, and if you need a loan for any good reason, contact Western National Bank in Summerfield, member FDIC. And Kramer Oil in Marysville offers fuel and oil delivery, and they're now adding propane service as well. One convenient provider that you've relied on for years can now serve your fuel and propane needs. Contact Kramer Oil for more details. Come on out to Axtell Days, where it's all fun and games, August 9th through the 11th.
Farmers, do you have equipment you don't use anymore or equipment the dealer isn't giving you anything for on trade? Then call Sam O'Toole at New Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer reading jumped to 153 in July. That's 27 points higher from June, 52 points higher from May. But it's safe to expect a decline in the August report. While the market facilitation program payments are positive, this week's announcement that China will stop purchasing U.S. ag products a significant market loss. Barometer results are based on a survey of 400 producers across the U.S. conducted from July 15th through July 19th, as before USDA's announcement of the MFP payment rates. A big driver of sentiment was producers' improved expectations for current economic conditions. The index of current conditions, a sub-index of the Ag Barometer, increased 44 points in July to 141. That was the largest one-month improvement since data collection began in October of 2015. The barometer's other sub-index, the Index of Future Expectations, also increased, up 18 points from June to a reading of 159 in July. Brazil may drop barriers on U.S. ethanol imports as requested by the U.S. Brazil mulling over a idea to facilitate a bilateral trade deal. Brazil's ag minister confirmed the discussion, but a decision may not be made until the end of the month. Sources close to the talks say Brazil is considering renewing the current import quota of U.S. ethanol, but with zero tariffs. A 20% tariff is set to take effect the end of August on imports over the quota, but Brazil enacted the tariff on U.S. ethanol 2 years ago for shipments over the quota of 600 million liters. The tariff followed a surge of U.S. ethanol imports that Brazil said flooded its market. The removal would be welcome news for U.S. farmers facing the loss of a $20 billion market in China and following sharp declines in 2018. Last year, Brazil was the top importer of U.S. corn-based ethanol, importing more than 1.7 billion liters. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, do you have equipment you don't use anymore or equipment the dealer isn't giving you anything for on trade? Then call Sam O'Toole at New Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Official actions and statements have led to some dire predictions of an extended trade war with China, but not all forecasts out of Washington, D.C. are dire. The recent U.S.-China trade war escalation is fueling predictions the fight costing U.S. agriculture billions of dollars won't end until after the next U.S. election. But the other side of the coin is more hopeful. President Trump's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, told Fox News,
"These things need to happen behind closed doors. Whatever you hear out there on the hype land, discount that. The only thing that matters is what happens with Bob Lighthizer and Steve Mnuchin in the room with their counterparts and the president actively involved. That's the way to success."
Navarro was referring to Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and U.S. Trade Ambassador Lighthizer, recently back from meetings in China. American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Dave Salmonson says the question now is if the new trade friction is a prelude to a deal or no deal.
Whether these are pressure points that are being developed, ways of either side to get leverage in negotiations, or if this settles into a longer contest.
The two sides are still set to meet again in September. President Trump says the Chinese want a deal badly. The Chinese say they're not afraid to fight the United States and have ordered state-owned firms not to buy United States farm goods. In other news, the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank says farm income and credit conditions show signs of stabilizing. In its second quarter survey of farm lending conditions, the bank says higher corn prices and trade relief payments could have contributed to a slower pace of decline in expectations for farm income and credit. Although farm income is expected to decrease in the third quarter of 2019, the pace of decline is expected to be the slowest since 2014. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. New construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. You know the thing about stress? It doesn't care how old or young you are. It can pile on and make it seem like you cannot get out from underneath it. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Stress, and we've had a lot of it in farming America this year, maybe more than any year prior to this, does not care how old or young you are. Lamar Graft used to be a farmer near Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Now he's in the mental health industry. He's associate director at North Carolina's Agri-Medicine Institute in Greenville. And he says age does not matter when it comes to suffering from stress.
You know, the cumulative effect on the folks who have maybe farmed their entire life in their 60s or 70s, and they've never had to experience the kinds of issues that we're necessarily dealing with now, those folks are stressing especially hard. The younger ones certainly have come up in some of these changes and so forth, but they don't have the experience dealing with it either. And we see that across agriculture with the young ones not necessarily knowing how to respond to it and the older ones knowing how, but not necessarily with this situation. And it really creates a burden on both of those age groups.
Regardless of your age, there is help available everywhere.
Well, there are helplines available across the country. There are 11 ag safety centers that are funded by the federal government across the country. A lot of those resources are online, and there are crisis hotlines across the country in various states, not every state, unfortunately. But there are a lot of ways that we can reach out and contact the folks with suicide prevention and that sort of thing. Even if you're not suicidal, sometimes making that first phone call can help open things up a little bit more for other kind of help. Certainly the extension service, which is available across the country everywhere, has resources to help with budgeting and other contacts for specific help. That's just all part of the importance that we feel should go into the profession of farming.
Lamar Graft of the North Carolina Agri-Medicine Institute in Greenville. And after a year like we've had so far this year, who couldn't use a little help or at least somebody to talk to? There are lots of resources out there. Back after this.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
There will be a farm equipment auction plus tools, antiques, and miscellaneous for Doug Jenneret and neighbors. Saturday, August 10th, sale begins at 10 a.m. southwest of Centralia. Tractors, a dozer, and trailers include a 77 Farmall 686 diesel tractor, very clean with a canopy, 41M Farmall tractor, it runs good, 77 Caterpillar D7G dozer, 48-foot storage van trailer with 220 wiring. It's been used as a tool shop in good shape. An 85-wide, 25-ton-plus lowboy trailer with good tires. Tools and equipment include a self-contained log splitter with 13-horse gas motor, post-hole digger, bale movers, two-wheel dump bed trailer, rotary mowers, plus tools, antiques, and miscellaneous. This auction for Doug Jenneret and neighbors Saturday, August 10th, begins at 10 a.m., from Centralia, go 4 miles south on G Road, then west on 56th to E Road, then 4.5 miles south to 350 East Road. For details, contact Klein Realty and Auction. Auction sale bill posted online at mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, some patchy fog possible early on, otherwise becoming partly sunny with highs into the mid-80s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, dipping to a low of 68. Partial sunshine in store for your Saturday in the upper 80s for highs, then a chance for showers and storms Sunday, 88 degrees. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll. Right now it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. It was a 10-8 victory by the Detroit Tigers over the Kansas City Royals last night. The teams combined for 8 homers on a rare night where the ball was flying at Comerica Park. The teams play the second of 4 games this evening with Kansas City's Brad Keller on the mound. First pitch tonight in Detroit at 6:10. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to terms with veteran corner